You're with SBS Radio. Find more great stories in your language at sbs.com.au.
Ipinapakita sa isang bagong ulat na ang epidemya ng labis na katabaan sa Australia ay hindi bumabagal. At sa ulat ni Sunil Awashti na sinalin sa wikang Filipino, pinapakita na ang problema ay lalong malala sa mga komunidad migrante at aboriginal. Ang ulat na nilabas ng Collective for Action on Obesity ay nagpapakita ng nakakapangilabot na larawan. Napag-alaman nito na may kalagdagang 900,000 Australiano ang naging labis na mataba sa nakalipas na 3 taon. Ang sitwasyon ay lalong masama para sa mga bata ng mga komunidad. Isa sa sangkapat ng Australianong kabataan ay ngayon sobrang taba. Yan ay may pagdagdag ng 60% mula noong taong pananalapi 2011 hanggang 2012. Si Nicole Turner ay mula Collection for Action on Obesity. Sinabi niya, ipinapakita ng bilang ng alituntunin at paggastos ng pamahalaan para laban ng katabaan ay bigo. Sinabi niya, kailangan na mas maging focus sa pag-iwas na tumaba at hindi sa pagpapapayat.
I think that, you know, there's a lot of areas that have failed on it, and I think that it's completely failed in government at this stage. That's what it's showing. I mean, there needs to be lots of changes around how the money's spent and where the money's going into, because at the moment it's getting spent on people going into hospital. We need to do more prevention around before people get obese.
Sinabi ng ulat na ang sobrang katabaan ay nagkakalaga sa mga Australiano na mayigit $11 milyong noong taong pananalapi 2017 to 2018. Yan ay nangangahulugang $5 bilyong sa diretsong gastos at mas malaki pa sa didiretsong gastusin. Sinabi ni Turner, ang mga katutubong Australiano ay mas partikular na lubhang na apektuan sa mga pang-ekonomiko at pang-imprastrukturang dahilan.
Well, I think it's alarming that we look at the rates of obesity within Indigenous communities, and that's also down to access, availability, how much it costs to get freight and good food, fresh food and fresh water to Indigenous communities around this country, remote and rural communities. So there's still Indigenous communities in this country without fresh running water, and that's alarming.
Dinetalye ni Turner ang ilan sa mga dumadaloy na epekto sa mga katutubong komunidad.
It means for the community that high mortality rates and morbidity rates, and we know there's very high chronic disease rates for Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people in this country. So again, it's increased healthcare, but it's also increased mental health issues for Indigenous people in the country also. So I mean, if you're sick, it affects your whole well-being, not just your body. It affects everything else.
Pagdating naman sa komunidad migrante, sinabi ni Turner, ang access o kawalan ng mapagkain mula sa orihinal na kultura ang maaring issue sa katabaan. Sinabi niya, mas kulang ang impormasyon hinggil sa sobrang katabaan ng mga komunidad migrante kumpara sa mga ibang Australiano. Sinabi pa niya, ang mga kampanya para sikaping abutin sila ay kailangan itutok at partikular at hindi buhat sa pangkahalatang impormasyon.
There have to be programs that are culturally adapted to that community. You can't just do a mainstream program and put it in any community. It doesn't matter if it's Indigenous, migrants, whatever the community is. It has to be adapted and culturally appropriate. Culturally mean culturally to that particular community. It has to be adapted. You can't just, and co-designed. You can't just have a mainstream program, put it in a community wherever it is around the country and expect it to work.
Nirekomenda rin ni Turner sa mga tao na kumilos sa loob ng kanilang sariling grupo ng mga migrante sa pagtuturo hinggil sa katabaan. Subalit idiniin niya na ang katabaan ay hindi namimili sa anumang grupong etniko, kaya hindi dapat sisihin ang mga matatabang tao dahil sa kanilang kalagayan.
Obesity doesn't discriminate between who you are, where you're from. It's about, you know, it's about many things, but we have to stop blaming the person also. It's about other aspects, not just, I think we blame the person, oh, they shouldn't eat this, they shouldn't eat that, but it's about more. It's way more than that.
Enjoy more stories in your language by visiting sbs.com.au.